Republican candidates for Utah's 3rd congressional district will not debate before next week's primary, but Congressman Jason Chaffetz and Chachi Tang answered questions from voters Monday in a forum hosted by the University of Utah's Hinckley Institute of Politics. KUER's Nicole Nixon reports.
Representative Chaffetz, who chairs the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, first took time to list some things that committee has accomplished.
The reason you've heard about Fast and Furious and the EPA scandals and Benghazi and the IRS scandals and the problems at the Chemical Safety Board and the list goes on and on is because of the work of our committees.
Chaffetz said he would support Donald Trump as the Republican presidential nominee, saying anyone is a better choice than Democrat Hillary Clinton. But Chaffetz also said he would continue to be critical of Trump's inflammatory comments, such as calling for a ban on Muslims entering the U.S.
And I can promise you this, if I am fortunate enough to get reelected and be the chairman of the Oversight Committee, we're going to go after that administration just as hard as we would against the Clinton administration.
When asked about the historically low approval ratings of each party's presumptive nominee, Chachi Tang pointed out that Congress's approval rating is even lower and has been for some time.
If you want to have a balanced budget, if you want to control federal spending, you need to pick the right person to go to Congress who can actually stand up and fight for our conservative principles.
Tang teaches at BYU and immigrated to the U.S. from Taiwan in the 1980s. He criticized Chaffetz for voting for a $1 trillion spending bill in Congress. Many of Tang's ideas revolve around smaller government, including fewer tax burdens and regulations for small businesses.
What we need to start thinking is, how do we get rid of those bad laws and ineffective regulations to actually allow our small businesses to compete and have more time doing actual work instead of providing the information back to the federal government?
The two candidates will compete in the closed Republican primary on June 28th. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.